It's 4:36 downtown. And time for this week's Sports Lit 101. Bruce here in studio to talk about some favorite books for your holiday shopping and reading list.
Yeah, what I did, knowing that we might not be doing this at this time next year, though I certainly hope we are, was go back when I first started making these lists, which was 2017. And the books in 2017, some of them would be on my all-time list still. First and foremost, Dust Bowl Girls by Lydia Reeder. Just one of the, if you love sports, you love history, you love the underdog, Dust Bowl Girls, the story of a school which was essentially in many ways an orphanage or a refuge for Native American kids and others in Oklahoma that built a great basketball tradition. It's by a woman named Lydia Reeder from Algonquin Books. But Dust Bowl Girls would be on my all-time list. Jim Leake, we've talked about a couple of his books over the years, but From the Dugout to the Trenches was a really good one. The role of baseball players in World War I is really pretty interesting. And there were ways for baseball players to get out of participating if they so chose. But that was a year we also had some other really great books. At the Top of His Game, The Best Sports Writing of W.C. Hinds, edited by Bill Littlefield. To me, that's one of my favorite people I ever got to come on the show because he just was so great. And then there we had three great fishing books. Fly Fishing to the Midlife Crisis by Hal Raines, the former chief editor of the New York Times. Beautiful Grotesque Fish of the American West by Mark Spitzer was a really cool book.
Yes, it was.
And Backseat with Fish, which was about fishing, sex, fishing, by Henry Hughes from Skyhorse Publishing was great. I'll try and post a lot of this on the website later, on the Facebook page. But there was a book we read which is still controversial to this day called Wounded Lions, Joe Paterno, Jerry Sandusky, and the Crisis in Penn State Athletics. I am still not convinced that Joe Paterno deserved to be censured the way he was. And I've read both books on this, Over the Crossbar being, I forget the title of the other. Then there was an interesting book that I'd forgotten we had done, which was called Olympic Collision, a story of Mary Decker and Zola Budd.
Yes.
It was really interesting. I remember we talked to Kyle Keiterling, the author, about it. Really good book. And then Bloomer Girls was in that year, which was the history of women's baseball in the United States and then later softball, and how, you know, that used to be a college sport, and Vassar would play other women's schools, but then along came the people like Herbert Hoover's wife who said women do that, they wouldn't be able to have children. So I looked at the 2002 list, and you know what was still on the list? Dust Bowl Girls. But other ones from that year that were really good was Abdi's World, The Black Cactus on Life, Running, and Fun by Abdi Abdurrahman. What an enjoyable book. What a great time we had talking to him.
Yes, he was wonderful.
He co-written with my friend Miles Schrag from Solstice. That was the year that Wax Pack came out.
Oh, wow.
And that would be on the list all the time still as well. Also in 2022, we talked about a book called The Fast Ride, Spectacular Bid and the Undoing of a Sure Thing by Jack Gilden. Another one of Jack's books will come up later because it's been on a lot. That's a really good book, and I'd really suggest if you like horse racing, you like intrigue, you like those kinds of things, you like anything to do with a Triple Crown, you might want to read that. The Fast Ride, Spectacular Bid, and the Undoing of a Sure Thing. That year we had a book that was so main and so much a part of the changing landscape, One Goal by Amy Bass. Everyone I know who has read that book, and I know many people who have, just talk about how both touching and ennobling and just how wonderful it makes you feel. It's the story of the Lewiston High School's embracing of the immigrant Somali immigrant community and other African immigrant communities, and how their soccer team became one of the best in the state. That was the same year we had a book that comes up, we talk about all the time, Summer Baseball Nation, 9 Days in the Wooden Bat Leagues by Will Gagan, which was just super. And Canyon Dreams, a basketball season in Navajo Nation by Michael Powell. We had Michael Powell on. You talked to him about another book, and we talked to him both about this one. Great writer for the New York Times, and it's a really good book. Then a book which means something special to me. It's How We Did It, The Subban Plan for Success in Hockey, School, and Life by Carl Subban. Great book, great story of the Subban family. It's
He was so cool to talk to.
Oh, he was so cool to talk to. But then something even cooler happened. I have a friend, Nathan Ferguson, and he and his wife, he was a former colleague of my wife's down at Financial Engine. He and his wife, Tanya, have twin boys, Ethan and Owen, and they are young hockey players. And Nathan and Tanya are both came here from Sierra Leone. Nathan was able to come to Gloucester, Massachusetts to escape the Civil War. His family was able to get him over here. Tanya came later. And the boys came to Maine, and Scott White up at the Alphon said, I said, when can I bring him to skate? And he and John Jameson looked at me and said, I know where there's an hour no one's using the rink and you can have it. And they learned to skate. They are now the top scorers on their team.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I write to Carl Subban. I say, I'd like to buy a copy of the book for each of the kids. And he said, no, I would like to give each of these kids the book. Eh? And wrote him a note and with it. And you know, how it's the immigrant experience. It's the same thing. They're all of African extraction. That was one of the classiest things that's happened. And we've had a lot of classy things happen with guys like that. And I wanted to look quickly at, we gave a shout out in November of 2022 to the University of Nebraska Press. We since then have gotten another 15 books. We've had 70 books.
Wow.
Now, we haven't talked about all of them because every once in a while they send me one. I'd say, nah, it's a little bit too much of a college professor book. It's not, you know, people aren't going to want to do it. But I think about the guests we've had as a result of this. We, John Carlos.
Yeah.
We had Something in the Air, the book about him. We had in that one some great football books that year. Collision of Wills, Johnny Unitas, Don Shula, and the Rise of the Modern NFL. That was the year there at the creation. Upton Bell's book came out. Roselle by Jerry Eisenberg. And The Game Before the Money by Jackson Michael, whose real name is Michael Jackson, but didn't want to be confused with somebody who didn't write about sports. We have covered the following subjects and more. Football, baseball, hockey, basketball, fishing, surfing, tennis, cycling, running, boxing, horse racing, curling, outdoor recreation, hiking, swimming, mountain climbing, and super marathoning. Where, and I'm sure that's not all. I'm sure if I looked a little harder that there were probably some other books. But when I think about that, I think about the education I've gotten. I also think about the number of people who have contacted me and said, I heard about that book. I got it. It was so great. I loved it. And the press is saying to me, we just had an order for 10 books today. When did you talk about this? Yesterday. Yeah. That's fabulous.
There you go.
So, next week, Scott Peterson will be with us to talk about A Month of Game Days, his book. On the 18th, I'll try and talk about some more of these. But I just want people to remember to read. Go to the University of Nebraska, University of Illinois, Syracuse University, and look at the offerings in their catalogs. You can access the catalogs for free, because I may not be here to tell you. I may not be here any longer to tell you. But if you want to stay up on this kind of stuff, they're such great. This is the golden era of sport literature, and I hope more people will get hooked in.
Awesome. Great stuff. Pretty good body of work we've assembled there. It's 4:45. We'll take a brief break. When we come back, Bruce talks hockey with Maine head coach Ben Barr next on Downtown.
Hello, everybody. This is Barbara Eden, and I am talking.